Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is me, your host, Alexia Leachman, and thank you so much for joining me. Now, a while ago, I invited you to send in your own head trash that you wanted me to unpick so that I could basically unpick it for you. And I do get a lot of people emailing me stuff, but I've got one that I've received in the last week that I thought would be really useful to share because the person that sort of emailed me was incredibly generous, but really, really just outpoured what was going on in their head and how they're really struggling with something. And so what followed was a bit of an email conversation as I helped them to unpick that. And I thought, you know what, it'd be really great to share that with you so that whatever it is that you're going through, you can kind of see the process that I've gone with that person in unpicking their own stuff so that it leads to a great head trash clearance to-do list so you can actually clear this stuff for good for yourself. So that is what I'm going to do today. Now, I got an email from Rachel and Rachel has just suffered a miscarriage. And so she is in a right old state because of all the feelings and, you know, just going out into the street, seeing other women with babies is really difficult for her. So what I asked her to do, I said, look, you know, just basically give me a brain dump. What is it that you're feeling? What are the situations that you're really struggling with? And just tell me what that is and I'll help you to try and find a way of moving past this. And so that's what she did. So basically when she emailed me, she just said, you know, I've got this initial state of shock, of numbness, I'm feeling lost. And that idea of telling somebody for the first time that you've miscarried, you know, that saying it out loud just makes it real and confirm that it's really happening. And then, you know, things that she's really struggling with in day-to-day life is seeing pregnant women, talking and interacting with pregnant women, you know, especially if they're friends or family, or finding out that somebody she knows is pregnant, or being in the presence of a pregnant woman who strokes and caresses and scratches her bump, you know, or seeing babies, toddlers, mums, dads, grandparents, anything that's family related, you know, prams. All that stuff is something that she's really struggling with. You know, a pregnant woman commenting or complaining about pregnancy symptoms because she's just thinking, well, at least you're pregnant. Stop complaining, you know. And then people saying, when are you going to have kids? What are you waiting for? When are you going to try again? All that kind of stuff. And then there's TV advertising, you know, anywhere she sees babies, basically, whether it's in real life or on TV. So, you know, there's so much here and you can sort of really understand just by what she's shared that this is really tough for her. And so you know, what I've done is I've gone through all this stuff and helped by unpicking it a little bit with her and then giving her own head trash clearance to-do list that she can work on that can start taking the heat out of all of that and helping her to move forward. Because at the end of the day, it's very difficult to go through life without seeing any mention of babies and families and kids and parents and pregnant women. And, you know, this could be incredibly challenging for somebody. And I'm sure there's a lot of women that have this kind of experience when they've lost a baby or when they've had a miscarriage. I know that when I had a miscarriage many years ago that I found it incredibly hard, but I was fortunate that I was knowledgeable in techniques that could help me move past it. And if it wasn't for those techniques and the work that I did on myself, I would not have recovered emotionally so quickly. So, you know, this is my gift to other women out there. But also, hey, men, this doesn't exclude you at all, because, you know, you will experience loss if your partner has lost a baby. And so some of these things are going to be useful for you to consider as well. But whether or not it's a loss of a baby, whether it could be a loss of a friend, whether it could be loss of a job, it could be a loss of anything, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, The same process applies here. It's literally to brain dump your feelings, your thoughts, and the kind of situations that you find challenging that are making things hard for you. So, you know, I shared with you some of the things that she went through. So when I went back to her, I said, okay, right, this is basically what you need to do to help you move past this. The first thing I suggested was that she use a technique that we're a big fan of here at Head Trash, which is the tapas acupressure technique, TAT. And we use the hand position from the tapas technique in the reflective repatterning technique that we use. But the tapas acupressure technique is brilliant for getting rid and clearing traumatic events out of your system so they no longer feel so heavy and traumatic for you. So you can take the emotional sting out of anything that's been trauma related for you. So in order to do the TAT technique, what you need to do is go to the TAT website, which is tatlife.com, that's tatlife.com. You can also search for tapas acupressure technique, that's T-A-P-A-S, and that's named after the founder, Tapas Fleming, who developed that technique. So you can find that, and she has a free download on her website with loads of videos about how you can do that technique. And it's a very simple technique that you can do on yourself in 15 to 20 minutes. And that's a really great place to start if you've had some kind of traumatic experience that you want to clear out of your system. And that's great to just get rid of that before you start dealing with any of the emotions that you want to start tackling, because it may well be that the TAT technique actually clears a lot of that out for you. So when you look back at your head trash clearance to-do list, you might feel that some of that stuff is no longer relevant because you don't feel it anymore. So just going back to what Rachel's list would be like, based on what she shared with me earlier, you know, she said she was feeling lost, numb, shocked, pain, sadness, all those things. So all those things that you're feeling, they start becoming your list. So feeling lost, feeling numb, feeling shocked, pain, sadness, all those are individual items that you put on your list. And then one thing that she said was, you know, she didn't like the idea of telling people the news that she was pregnant. So again, these are situations that you find really challenging. So that becomes another point, telling people the news, you know, telling people I've miscarried, or being told of a miscarriage. You know, that can be the point, that the piece of head trash that you work in and add into the mantras. And then another item on her list would be pregnant women, you know, seeing them, talking to them, listening to them, watching them, whatever it is, just pregnant women. You know, I love, adore, and enjoy seeing pregnant women, talking to pregnant women, listening to pregnant women, watching pregnant women. Pregnant women becomes what you put in to your mantra with the seeing and the talking to and listening to and whatever it is, you know, or whatever kind of person is that's bringing up all that kind of challenging emotion that for you. And then again, the same for seeing babies, children's prams, families, mums with newborns, dads, you know, all that list again, that becomes another separate one. So I love, adore, and enjoy seeing babies, children, prams and families and all things family related. And, you know, if you have a thing like that, you can almost give it a wrap around. You can just call it all this that's to do with babies and families. I love all this family stuff. I hate all this family stuff. Again, that's what you put into our 5-step process using the mantras. And then the next one for her, which was really challenging, was being asked about starting a family or having kids. So that would be another item on the head trash clearance to-do list, you know, being asked about starting a family or asking other people about starting a family. That goes into the mantras. And then one for her that I noticed just from reading between the lines that she was telling me, this idea of, you know, people taking pity on her and people feeling sorry for her and going, oh, they're there, that must be so bad. And, oh, you must be going through, you know, that kind of, you know, even though people have the best intentions, they suddenly start treating you like this weak person, like this person that needs help. And maybe you do. And actually, some people find that incredibly hard, that sense of looking weak, appearing like I need support and help. So this is where I identified as, you know, maybe work on strong and weak. Again, I'm putting those two in because those are opposites. And we need to make sure that we're always doing both pairs of opposites for anything that we work on. So that's why I've put weak and strong in there for her as well, because that I felt was something that she was probably struggling with by reading between the lines. And then the pressure of getting pregnant again, you know, worrying about when do I start thinking about getting pregnant, that worry that I don't know if I can go through all this again. So that fear of miscarrying. So again, fear of miscarriage, put that in as a point as well. I'm so scared. You know, I love being scared of miscarrying. I hate being scared of miscarrying. I love my fear of miscarriage. Whatever it is, that can be the phrase that you use in your mantras. So you see, based on what she shared with me and how she had a brain dump of everything that she was going through with, you know, having a miscarriage. And again, you know, this can be used for any difficult, challenging situation that you're going through. You literally just brain dump it down, and then just by reviewing what you've written, you can start maybe picking out themes and picking out, you know, oh, actually this is all part of the same thing. So, you know, when I said what she said, oh, I can't bear talking to pregnant women, hearing them, telling me stuff, watching them stroke their bellies, you know, it's actually, well, you know, the common denominator there is pregnant women, seeing them, talking to them, listening to them. So that just becomes one item, one thing that you need to clear. So I hope that by me sort of, and you know, basically revealing how I unpick with somebody and get them to really break down what they're experiencing, and then how that can lead to them working on themselves and taking away the emotional pain and the challenges that are causing them to, you know, not sleep at night, to get tearful, or to find, you know, to not put themselves in certain situations, you know, avoid certain situations because of the stuff that's going on in their head and because of how they're feeling. You know, this is not a way to live a life. And we are always going to go through challenging times in our lives. That is, you know, we're not guaranteed to avoid these kind of things. And the best thing that you can do is be well equipped with tools and techniques to help you get over them and recover quickly, because there's no need to hold on to this stuff. And personally, as somebody that has been through a miscarriage, I was very fortunate that I was able to use these techniques on myself to help me. And at the time after my miscarriage, I spent a good day and a half just clearing my stuff. And it was well worth it, because I was able, people were surprised afterwards that I was so, you know, I wasn't in tears every time that they saw me or whatever. And I was like, no, I've dealt this. I've worked on it. I've cleared it. So this stuff can really help you to move on. And if it is, if that does mean that you can then try again and have an, you know, start thinking about trying again sooner, then brilliant. You know, you've then got the emotional strength to actually consider doing that if that is the right thing for you. So hopefully today has been a useful episode. And even for the guys out there, even if you haven't had a miscarriage, ladies, you know, you can apply this to any situation that is traumatic that you feel that you need help getting over. So basically, just let me summarize the process. Think about what it is that you've experienced. Is it related to an event? If there's a traumatic event at the cause, then go and get that TAT technique and use that to clear the traumatic event. And then just brain dump all those feelings and thoughts and situations that you're finding hard, and literally just write them down. And it might take you a day to just think about that and get it all down. And then once you've written it down, look at it again and just see if any of the stuff looks related or linked. And that becomes the basis of your head trash clearance to-do list. And then you've just got to start working on it and do the work. You know, this stuff isn't going to go away on its own, but my goodness, it's worth making the effort and doing this stuff, because you are the only one that is going to suffer by letting yourself carry this stuff around with you any longer than you have to. So that is my gift to you today, people, is the breaking down, how you break down your head trash, how you unpick it, and then how you clear it. And remember, always work on your opposite. It's always got to be balanced. Everything in the universe seeks out balance. And if you don't balance it energetically, then the balance will be sought elsewhere in ways that you might not be able to control. So you might as well retain control of the process by making sure that you always work on the opposites of what you're working with, because that will always make the work much deeper and much more effective. So thank you for listening today. I hope it was useful. If you have anything that you want me to unpick on the show, then please do not hesitate to email me at hello@headtrash.co.uk, and I'd be delighted to help you to unpick that and give you almost your prescription, for want of a better word, or your plan, your head trash clearance plan, so that you can really start moving forward and getting out of this negative, challenging, emotionally difficult place that you might currently be in. So please do let me know. I'd be more than happy to help and advise and to share how I do that on the show. So email me at the show. And if not, then I'll see you again next week. Bye for now. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. So now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.